Tragedy is one of football's most misused words. Generally, it is discussed when referring to defeats or conceding a goal, moments which do not truly warrant such a solemn phrase. However, sometimes discussing tragedy in football in the same sentence is valid. In Celtic's history, there have unfortunately been many such occasions. Of all these, one name stands out above others. Considered a Celtic great, and one of the best goalkeepers that Scotland has ever produced, he is someone who needs no introduction to any Celtic fan. This is the story of the legendary John Thomson, and the loss of two separate lives. John Thomson was born on the 28th of January 1909. Despite popular belief, this was in Kirkcaldy. But in his first year of life, the family moved to Cardenden, a Fife mining village where Thomson spent almost all of his life, and with which he is most associated. Cardenden's mining environment shaped his upbringing and early working life. Like many boys in the area, he entered the pits as a teenager, working as a labourer at Bowhill Colliery. Like so many others, he also hoped for the chance of a different life, and one that football could provide. He enjoyed success when playing school football, but it was in the juniors where he truly built his early reputation. Thomson played with Bowhill Rovers before moving to Wellesley Juniors in 1925. His performances attracted attention from the local press, where it was predicted he would become a top-level goalkeeper. Thomson played in trial matches for Raith Rovers and Cowden Beef, but the decisive moment came in October 1926, when Celtic scout Steve Callaghan watched him in an East of Fife Cup match against Denbeef Star. Callaghan had originally travelled to assess another keeper, but instead returned with an enthusiastic report on Thomson. Celtic recruited the 17-year-old on the 1st of November 1926 for £10. Famously, he signed his contract on top of a fuse box after a tramcar journey had been used to persuade the youngster that his future lay in Glasgow's East End. The player made his first team debut on the 12th of February 1927 against Dundee at Dens Park. Celtic won 2-1, and it was a match where Thomson impressed both the supporters and Celtic coaching staff. However, it also highlighted his high standards, as he was said to have blamed himself for the Dundee goal and made a commitment to improve in future. Thomson helped Celtic win the 1927 Scottish Cup, defeating East Fife 3-1 in front of almost 80,000 fans. He later added a second Scottish Cup medal in 1931, when Celtic beat Motherwell 4-2 in a replay, following a 2-each draw in the first match. He also won 3 Glasgow Cup medals and became a mainstay of the team, making 188 appearances for Celtic between 1927 and 1931. His performances also earned international recognition. He won 4 caps for Scotland between 1930 and 1931, keeping 3 clean sheets and conceding only 1 goal. An exceptional record for a young goalkeeper. This included an exciting debut in Paris, where he helped the Scots enjoy a 2-0 victory, and his final game was equally positive as the Scots beat England 2-0 at Hampden, watched by 131,000 spectators. Thomson's skill and reputation were widely known. As well as Celtic and Scotland, the goalkeeper also represented the Scottish League 4 times. And there were attempts to lure him south of the border, with Arsenal in particular said to be interested in securing his signature. There was numerous reasons that Thomson was so highly regarded. He was not only agile, but particularly brave. And this in an era where goalkeepers had little protection and faced very real danger in each game. It was said that his willingness to go into harm's way caused significant fear for his mother, especially after one 1930 injury against Airdrie. Sadly, these concerns would prove to be prophetic. On the 5th September 1931, John Thomson left his flat in Victoria Road, where he stayed when in Glasgow. His main destination that day was another Southside location. Celtic faced Rangers at Ibrox Park in an Old Firm league match. At half-time, the scoreline remained blank. Thomson had given his usual reliable performance, securing the Celts' defence and giving them confidence to attack their light blue opponents. But early in the second half, disaster struck. Ranger Sam English broke through the Celtic defence. Thompson rushed forward to intercept the ball, diving at English's feet in an attempt to stop the forward. In the process, the two collided with significant force, English accidentally catching Thompson on the head. At first, spectators believed that the goalkeeper was merely stunned. Such collisions were common in that era. However, it quickly became clear that the injury was severe. Thompson lay motionless, and medical staff rushed onto the pitch and he was carried off on a stretcher. In what now seems a bizarre decision, the match continued. In the days before substitutes, Celtic defender Chick Gittins, another Fife man, replaced Thompson in goal. The two teams played out a 0-0 draw, though no one's thoughts were actually on the game. Meanwhile, Thompson had been taken to the Victoria Infirmary in Glasgow. Doctors tried desperately to save the Celt, but it soon became clear he would not survive. A car was arranged to bring his parents through from Fife. Shortly after they arrived, their son died from a fractured skull and associated brain injuries. He was only 22 years old. In a later inquiry, the death was ruled accidental. Sam English was deeply affected by the incident, though he had done nothing wrong. Multiple witnesses and officials confirmed that the collision was a tragic consequence of both players' commitment to the ball. Thompson's death shocked Scottish football. Celtic supporters, Rangers fans and neutrals all expressed widespread grief. A memorial ceremony was later held at Trinity Church in Glasgow's West End, with Celtic and Rangers attending, including Sam English. It was said to be so busy outside the venue that the teams needed police help to get into the building. Thompson's funeral took place in Cardon Den on 9 September 1931. It was attended by approximately 40,000 people, including thousands who had travelled from Glasgow, with some walking the 55-mile journey. His Celtic teammates carried the coffin, reflecting the depth of their grief. Famously, his gravestone bears the inscription, "They never die who live in the hearts they leave behind." This line has become closely associated with his memory. Thompson's death also left a lasting emotional impact on Sam English, who continued his career but struggled with the memory of the incident. He had to endure taunts from opposing supporters, despite the fact that Thompson's own parents had said they forgave the Rangers player and did not blame him. In the months following the funeral, Celtic struggled to cope with the loss of Thompson. Although his place in the team was eventually filled by Canadian Joe Kennaway, the Fife goalkeeper was certainly not forgotten by the club. Poems and songs were written about Thompson, many of which are still attached to the club today. There have also been numerous articles and books telling his story, and many Celts continue to visit his Cardon Den grave, with some charity events connected to this. The loss of a human life will always outweigh any on-field disappointment. That is very much true in the case of John Thompson, who lost his life whilst representing the Celts. Decades on from his death, Celtic fans continue to celebrate the memory of their own Prince of Goalkeepers. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, you can take part in a free Celtic walking tour. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information. And you can also follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X and Blue Sky.